Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. It is Saturday morning, and so we are continuing our series on supernatural goals, as well as discussing some topics that come up during the week and answering any questions you may have. So you're welcome to call in or post a question in the chat room. The call-in number is 718-664-6988. And we'll see if we can address any questions you might have during the show today. Otherwise, you're always free to give me a call or drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org, and I'll get back to you personally. If it's something that others may benefit from, and you're open to having the topic discussed on air, I'll go ahead and include that in our Saturday broadcast. On Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, we do have our regular series going. And really what we're looking to do on Saturdays is apply what we're learning in those series to active situations, to situations that are going on right at that moment. So on just a quick review, on Mondays we're talking about practical Christianity. And we're kind of looking at how we developed our belief systems and which ones we are able to let go and let go to the Lord. And our confidence is hopefully growing in our ability to trust Him and have confidence that the beliefs that we have, if they're from Him, they will stand up to scrutiny. But we don't need to be concerned about being deceived, because it's not in our beliefs that we are, you know, having all the right doctrine and all the right knowledge. That's not what keeps us from deception. It's knowing God that keeps us from deception. So our focus is on knowing Him. And then on Tuesdays, our series is on getting healed, becoming complete and whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body. So we're going to be getting into some very specifics on Tuesdays. So you'll want to be sure to tune in for that. And then on Thursdays, we focus on knowing God, developing an intimate and supernatural relationship with Him. And that's how we get to being whole, is learning how to rely on Him, how to hear Him, and then how to cooperate with Him in our soul and our body, recognizing that in our spirit we already cooperate with Him fully. So eventually, I'm hoping that we will have enough information out there and enough people getting it and doing it that on Saturdays we can really get into some practical applications. And in conjunction with this program, we've also got the blog at wecanprepare.org, and we're going to be expanding that to make it more interactive with this radio program and try to parallel some of the topics we're discussing so that we can tackle any of these issues from two points of view, from two perspectives, or two media. So, again, welcome. And if you've got any questions, again, feel free to call in or post them in the chat room. Otherwise, we've been talking about supernatural goals, how to set supernatural goals, and that most of us are pretty familiar with, whether we do it or not, we're familiar with setting goals in the natural. You know, whether it's having to do with our health or our finances or our relationships or our job situation, whatever. We're all familiar with the whole concept of goal setting. But we aren't real comfortable. And sometimes, for some, it's been a complete surprise that that's even possible, to set goals in the supernatural realm. And we've been coming at it from two different perspectives, the first being overcoming the negative aspects of wounds and our history in the supernatural realm, in the solical realm. What do we mean by that? We all have made mistakes. We've all done stupid things, and we've also had been on the receiving end of other people's mistakes and other people's doing stupid things. But we are not condemned. We are not victims of our past. God never intended for us to be shackled by our past. In fact, one of the great victories he had with us and in us is that he gave us freedom over our past. We have to learn how to live in that victory. We have to learn how to be free. When we think back to American history in that period of slavery, it was one thing for the plantation owners, when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, it was one thing for the war ended, it was one thing for the plantation owners to set the slaves free. Their next project was how to get the work done. But for the slaves, many of them had never learned how to take care of themselves, never learned how to live as free men. This made them vulnerable to manipulation and targets for those who were just interested in using them. And in a sense, very often, that's where we are as well. Because we have not yet learned how to live free from our past, free from being victims, free from our old masters. We are now spirit beings. We are no slave to anyone. And yet, so many of us have simply exchanged that bondage to sin to bondage to the law. And through the process of regaining authority over our supernatural lives, our solical being, our mind, will, and emotions, learning how to objectively regain mastery over your mind, regain mastery over your will, and regain mastery over your emotions, you regain mastery over your solical life. You take that responsibility and that authority for what you think, feel, and do. And as you do that, that's when you truly enter into freedom. That's when your mind truly becomes free, and your emotions truly become free, and your will truly becomes free. Because that's what it was created to be. Your soul was created to be in submission to your spirit, who you truly are. So this is going to be a long-term process. We start with our past. And those weights around us can be very heavy. But dealing with them can be life-altering. And that's what we want. That's what we want to experience, that as we enjoy knowing God, this change, this ongoing change, becomes a way of life. There are certain things that God wants us to learn and accomplish here on this earth. And as we spend our time with Him, it's not that we have to figure it out. It's not that we have to be working at, okay, what should I be working on? It all narrows down to one thing, depending on God, asking God. God, is this you? Is this what I'm supposed to be focusing on? Is this what you're interested in? Is this my project for now? Or what is it that I'm supposed to be working on? And as we see our lives here, not in terms of what we can achieve or what we can build for God or for ourselves, but in terms of our relationship with Him, we build that trust, we build that relationship and that confidence, not just confidence in who God is, but confidence in who we are. Confidence that, yes, I'm hearing Him. And it's not based on, oh, because I can hear Him clearly or this, that, the other thing, but over time, when you need to hear Him, He shows up. And sometimes when you don't even ask for Him, He's there. He reveals Himself. And He shows up and meets our needs. When we put our relationship and when we put our life in those terms, hopefully that takes a lot of the pressure off. Hopefully that takes off a lot of the complexity that can turn us off so quickly. We don't need to be relying on other people. God may put them in our paths, and that's great and wonderful. But they are there in our lives because He wants them there. Not because we don't have any other options. When you stop and think about what God says about Himself, and about how much he says He loves us, to say that is one thing. To know it by experience is another. And whatever your lack is, to know that He wants to fill it, and that's really our focus, is how do we make ourselves available to God? What do we need to do to simply be available to Him isn't it amazing sometimes, you know, when you think about even going for, you know, help in counseling or something like that, which is fine. But very often, what do you, you know, the kind of the joke is that it's never ending, or that all that counselor does is ask you questions that you've already asked yourself. And you go back over the same thing over and over again. With knowing God and setting these goals, we are encouraged because we are making progress. We are, and I think one of the reasons people just check off their walk with him in terms of how they're spending their time. Progress, as far as Christianity, is often going to depend on what group you're affiliated with. For some, it's, you know, you've been going to a church long enough where now they've asked you to teach the women's group or the men's group or lead, you know, the choir, this, that, or the other thing. That's a sign that you're doing good, that you're making progress. Or for others, it may be that, you know, you're ready to join the staff or, you know, fill in the blank. You're recognized as an elder, or you're given a position within the church, or recognition within the church. Or you're, if you're involved in a charismatic group, that you're growing, you're progressing because you are now getting more precise in your gifting, or you are becoming more powerful in your gifting or in an area. But what God says progress is depending on him and then acting on it. Being involved with the projects that he assigns us. And the overarching project he's given us all here on this earth is to rule and reign now. And in that sense, that was the assignment from the beginning, to have authority over the garden, to tend the garden, to take care of business in the garden. And that wasn't just a garden. It was this earth. And at that time, they had authority over their souls. And for us, that whole, we are so disconnected from what our soul is. So that's our starting point. And that is why we spend so much time in the Monday series discussing the elements of our soul, how they work together, and how we do need to understand our unique temperaments, our unique ways that we deal with stress, and why we have the beliefs we have that are so often just merely based on our own temperaments. So to bring us up to where we are now, in setting these goals, you've gone through your list, you've gone through and identified these are the areas that God wants me to be focusing on, and we've been doing this for quite some time, and I'm confident that there are some that God has already freed you from, that he's already accomplished in your life. Very often, this happens very often, that as you identify, you know, I'm still making decisions. For instance, I'm treating other people, keeping them at arm's length because this was what I saw growing up, that people were not trustworthy. Neither one of my parents treated one another with trust, so people are not trustworthy. And I see that that's how, you know, the Lord reveals to me that that's how, You know, and this is just an example, but this is how it works. As you see, that this is how I treat others now at arm's length and never trusting them, because that's simply something I've learned. And that I don't have to be stuck there. I don't have to buy into that. I can believe that I can trust. And even though I will be disappointed, I can still, and I should, and I need to learn how to trust. And the Lord's going to give me situations to learn how to trust. We start by learning how to trust Him, and we take it from there. But that's the progression. Well, and very often, we don't even have to set the goal. We don't even have to get that far. Just by letting the Lord reveal to us the beliefs that we've developed based on wounds in the past, that in and of itself may be all that's necessary to set you free. So what we're adding to our series now, our homework, is if that has happened, and again, I expect many of you, you may have had three goals that you've been working on, three projects with specific goals, and maybe even one or two, maybe even all three, have already been met because God intervened and said all it took was talking to me about it. Now, there may be some that are still in progress, but for any that have already, that you're already able to check off your list, I don't want you to just check it off. I want you to, as completely and clearly as you can, specify how it was completed. Put a date by it, put any thoughts you had, any, you know, connections you made. In the example I gave you, that, you know, I saw, you know, that my parents never trusted one another, so that's how I came out to be not trusting of one another. Now, that doesn't come from you figuring it out. And a lot of times we think, oh, you know, I figured that out. That's God. He's working on your behalf. Okay? He's bringing things. He's the one who's bringing those connections because He wants you free. And we'll find ourselves saying things, oh, I never saw it that way. Oh, I forgot about that. I can see how that really influences me. That's the Lord making those things real and setting you free. And then what you'll start to do is when you review, you'll see these things overcome within your life. When you start repeating a habit or a pattern, that's what will come to your mind. I've been set free from this. Not, okay, it's because I don't trust people. What's now the thought that will come into your mind, the script is, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to do this. I'm free to trust this person even if I get hurt. So, by writing this down and really clarifying, you're developing a new script. You're developing a present tense, a present day signpost for that area of your life. And it also will be a reminder, because what will happen is in the future, you will continue to have this thrown in your face. Because we want to remember, right now we're really focusing on our past. And when we're talking about the negative things, we're very much talking about our past. But this will also carry on into the future, because guess what? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to continue to do stupid things, unfortunately. But we can look, just as we look at our past, we'll look at our future. We'll see our mistakes and our victories as just our personal history. And we'll begin to see it just as something to learn from, as our little laboratory that we are seeing what works and what doesn't work in our own lives. When we take out God's judgment from this, that he's not sitting around waiting for us to screw up. He's not sitting around waiting for us, okay, now am I going to be able to bless her if she does this all correctly, or if I'm going to have to withhold or even punish her if she really messes up. That's not him. You have already satisfied all of his requirements. But what we are looking and observing, we're becoming observers in our own life, in our own history, so that we can identify those things that are triggers and stressors and wounds. And even our strengths, our God-given strengths and God-given weaknesses. This is the major way we're beginning to regain control, regain authority, our God-given authority over our past and over our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. What we'll see is so often we repeat things over and over again. And that's, in fact, one of the ways you can tell if this is a wound or whether it's just a one-time stupid thing that, okay, it came and it went, it came to pass, is do we repeat it over and over again? The same stupid mistakes. That's a likelihood that there's a wound there that the Lord wants to heal. And yes, the Lord wants to heal it. But if we never stop and look, we cannot gain authority over it. If we don't learn from our past, we're going to repeat it. And we want to move forward. And God wants us to move forward, gaining that authority. So even you can even set up a schedule. You know, that's one of the reasons people do the New Year's resolutions. It's as a time to look back. But you may want to do it more often or in another term, in another way of approaching it. So what we've been goal setting is last week we talked about setting specific time frames for your goals. That whether it's in the positive or the negative terms, and again, they're all the programs are archived, so I encourage you to go back and refresh if you need to. But specific time frames, we want to be objective. And by doing this, by setting time frames, we are exerting authority, regaining authority over time. But remember that your enemy is not going to go away. You will still be tempted to use your old ways of doing things. So you will have to learn to both be on guard and fight when necessary. Now, this may sound exhausting. This may sound, wait a minute, this is, you know, I'm ready to, you know, I'm tired enough as it is. You're saying that I'm going to have to be working at this for the rest of my life. Well, what you'll find is because you're now depending on God for life, and you're now learning to live as a spirit being, you are now living above your soulical tendencies. So rather than being at their mercy, you're no longer at your mercy, at the mercy of your enemies. You're learning to live above them. So that just as you now pick up your clothes and put gas in your car, keeping yourself free from enemy entanglements will become a habit and a normal part of your new life. It will just be something you do. It won't be any big deal, but it will be something you have to do. When you're running on empty in your car, you need to put gas in. It's just something you do. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together at Monday, 7:30. Have a great weekend. This is Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.